Good afternoon, students. It's your favorite math teacher, Miss Green, and I wanted to try something different with you guys. Something more innovative, a little bit more interactive, and something different as we learn a new math concept. So today we will briefly introduce polynomials. Don't get upset, don't get scared. It's going to be something real quick and easy and something that we can discuss together and something that you can learn in a different manner. So I want you to stop and think about the word polynomial. I want you to think about what that word means as it pertains to math. So I'll break down the word polynomial for you. As we all know, the word poly, it means many. And nomial, in this case, since we're using it in math, it means a term. So if we put that word together again, polynomial, it means many terms. So a polynomial can have three different components: a constant, a variable, and an exponent. When we're thinking about a constant, it's a number, a single number. It could be a positive or a negative number. It can even be a fraction. So an example of some constants would be 3, negative 20, 1 half, 5, negative 1. Those are numbers. So those are considered constants. When we think about a variable, variable can simply be a letter. The most common variables we use when we're using polynomials are x and y. And an exponent, just like if you're squaring a number. So an example of an exponent would be y squared. The square root of y would be considered that exponent. So another way of saying is y to the power of 2 or y the second degree. So an exponent, as we know that 2 is not the only exponent, we can use 0, 1, 2, or 3. Those are allowed when using polynomials as well. As we move forward in our lesson, this will be a little bit later, we would understand that polynomials could be, we could use polynomials to add them, subtract them, multiply, and divide polynomials. So to kind of conclude the little introduction on polynomials, we know that a polynomial has many terms, and also it can have constants, variables, and exponents. Polynomials, they can have more than one term. However, they cannot have an infinite amount of terms. And as we move forward with the lesson, we'll be able to understand exactly what that means. So I want to give you an example of what a polynomial is and what a polynomial is not. Remember what we said a polynomial has, a constant, a variable, or an exponent? So I want you to think about these examples and tell me if it's a polynomial or not. 3x. 3 is a constant, x is a variable. So is that a polynomial? Correct. It is the number 5. 5 is a constant. So is that considered a polynomial? Yes, it is. Correct as well. What about x minus 2? It's a little tricky, right? But it is considered a polynomial as well because x is a variable. And 2 is a constant. So yes, it is considered a polynomial. Now I'm going to give you an example of non-polynomials, and I'll explain why they are not considered a polynomial. So if we think of 3xy negative square, another way of saying that is 3xy to the power of negative 2 or to the degree of negative 2. You say, well, Miss Green, 3 is a constant, x is a variable, y is a variable, and negative 2 is a constant. Negative 2 is not a constant. It's an exponent, and it's a negative exponent. So it's not considered a polynomial because the exponent is negative 2. The degree is negative 2. Exponents, remember, can only be 0, 1, 2, or 3. You have to think about it and just be careful when you're looking at different examples. Let me give you another example, and please tell me if it's a polynomial or not. What about 1 over x? 1 over x. Well, I gave you a little time to think about it. Some of you may have said, yes, it's a polynomial because it has a constant and a variable. Well, it's not. 1 over x is not a polynomial because dividing by a variable is not allowed. So if you have 1 divided by x, it's not allowed. Division. And again, it's just a joke that I'm trying to get to you so that you can understand what's going on. But we'll go back and we'll learn more about that. This is just an introduction of polynomials. As we learn about polynomials and we get further into the lesson, we'll learn that there are three different terms for polynomials. We have monomial, which is only one term, binomial, which is two terms, and trinomial, which is three terms. How do you remember these names? An easy way to think of them is think about a bicycle or a type of cycle. We know a monocycle has one wheel. Mononomial has one term. A bicycle has two wheels. A binomial has two terms. And lastly, a tricycle has three wheels. And think of a trinomial has three terms. So these are some of the often terms used when talking about different types of polynomials. And once we get further into the lesson, you will see the different types of the polynomials that we discussed. So as I conclude our introduction, we understand what a polynomial is, which is another way of saying that these examples have many terms. We know that a polynomial can have a constant, a variable, and an exponent, and can be combined when using addition, subtraction, and multiplication, and also division. We also learned what a polynomial can be and what it cannot be. And also, we learned different types of polynomials. So next week, when we get into the lesson of polynomials, we'll give more examples, and we will start to break down different examples of what are and what are not polynomials. And we would actually get into a few other examples as to how to add polynomials. So don't be scared, and I hope that you guys enjoyed this new way of learning what a polynomial is. And moving forward, we would have more podcasts like this to share different learning objectives, opinions, thoughts, questions, answers. And I hope this is an exciting time for you guys. And I just want to say thank you, and I will speak with you guys later.